Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Round the world with the frolics, Inner Sight. We're going to have some fun tonight. We got the philosopher, we got the little Jackie Gleason stuff, maybe Lauren Hardy, I don't know. Louie will be here later, if they let him in.
Yeah, we'll let him in.
All right.
We might
all
let
right.
him out if he starts singing drunk, but that's okay.
I like when he sings. Louie's got a very interesting voice.
He does, yeah. But if he sings...
It's a good voice...
Too drunk.
For the sewer.
Yeah.
All
for
right.
The sewer, Frank.
Give me some of that philosopher music. Where is it?
It's coming.
What happened?
Give me a second.
Gee, I hope
it's
the...
It's coming.
Hope the piano player didn't die. Or something.
Nah. He was on a union break.
Disabled friendly philosopher. Yeah. You ever get those weird phone calls?
Yes.
Well, it called me up and said, your car insurance has lapsed. I said, what are you talking about? I only drive in Braille. Get out of here. He said, what? I said, Braille. Don't you know what Braille is? And I said, I'm not brailing you because you're not a girl. Now, don't call this number again, or I'll have you pixelated.
Yeah.
What is mean pixelated? You don't want to know. I'll tell you that. Then the other day, I got another call from some weird. This guy really sounded weird, you know. He said, do you have a plot? I said, what? A plot for when you... demise. I said, I got a plot, yeah. My plot is to kill you if you call this number again. Well, you don't have a plot. We have a sale on the plot. But you must use it within 60 days. Then what? Now listen, 60 days? Well, your plot, you got to use overnight. Now get out of here. I tell you, these people are out of their mind, you know. Bunch of nuts. Yeah, then you get the other call. Your social security number has been compromised.
Okay, got that one today.
I said to this one, will you see how I'm going to compromise your face if I ever meet you? I tell you, boy, they're all nuts. Now you got the ones that are desperate, see, because of the Kakaruka virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're calling up and they're trying to scam everybody. Oh, did you hear about those people that got caught? Yeah.
No.
They gave them a choice. Either pay back the unemployment that you didn't work or go to jail. Well, now they got to pay it back. But they took unemployment.
Yeah.
Under weird circumstances. I tell you, folks, beware. Next time the phone rings, don't answer it.
That's
unless
right.
you know who it is.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight on the Friendly Philosopher around the world. Yeah. Boy, those phone calls are weird, huh? We got... Oh, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up later. Jimmy Dinigan. Yeah.
I had one caller today who asked me if I needed a back brace. Well, I thought,
No.
If you needed what?
A back brace. I said, no.
A back brace?
And then they
I don't need a back brace. One girl called me up and said, do you need a back brace? And no, honey, I need a front brace.
Wait, there's more.
Woo!
So.
I don't need no back brace. My back is fine. As a matter of fact, my front's pretty good, too, I told her.
Wait, he said, well, since you don't need a back brace, maybe you'll need knee braces, right? I don't need any
I don't need none of that stuff.
Then, the back brace. Do you need current from back brace? Do you need current?
Yeah, then you
got to
call you got to call your doctor, and they got to approve it and all that. So I don't go to doctor. I'm my own doctor.
Right. Well,
I said I even got a license.
A license?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a license you get in the Cracker Jack box? Well, I got that license, see? The best license in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but you get a lot of weird calls, don't you?
Oh, I had this one call. The guy went over like 10 things. He was doing it for everybody, I think. He said, as a matter of fact, yesterday, I think, he said, you know, you have a start out with back brace, knee brace. Then he went to, do you need any cheaper medicine? Then he went to the car insurance. Then he went to the warranty.
Imagine the medicine they're going to sell you, those guys.
Wait, solar panels.
Yeah.
All of this.
Probably used medicine.
Out.
Somebody
no,
put it in their mouth and
no,
spit it
you.
Out and they
Goodbye.
Picked it up. Imagine selling used medicine.
Excuse me, I don't want this when I spit it out.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody thinks of that. No. Oh,
I didn't like the way
did you hear the news on NBC? They approved another vaccine. We got another one, folks. Now, which one do you take first and which one do you take last?
Okay.
Or which one don't you take at all?
I didn't take
it yet.
We got
a new one now. This is an emergency vaccine. This is an emergency vaccine. This is a Johnson & Johnson.
What do they mean by that?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that after you take it, you got to run to the emergency room.
Probably.
That's what it means.
My mother-in-law took the vaccine today.
I wouldn't take
that
stuff if they gave it to me for free.
My mother-in-law took it today.
Yeah, well... She doesn't have too much sense anyway. Anyway.
We're going to find out.
The vaccine, oh, boy, I tell you, this thing is crazy. So who we got? We got philosophy. Honeymoon is coming up. And Louie will be here later. And, by the way, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. The little bear, the Akita. Yeah. And, you can dial the number 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Great, great dog. You can get all kinds. You can get the big one. You get the bear. You can get the one, little. They got little ones, too. Miniature Akitas.
Really?
They got all kinds.
Miniature?
You know.
Are you
sure? You want to get rid of your wife or your girlfriend, just get one of those big-ass dogs, you know. See. Now you come near me and this dog bites.
Joanne has a huge one there right now. You know, a Big East Akita Rescue. And he's just a puppy. I said, a puppy?
Oh.
That looks like a full-grown, ten times the size of a normal dog.
Yeah, I wonder if he's friendly.
Yeah, he is. He's all over. He's playing. You can see that he's got that playful look on him. Yeah, I have the magnifying glass looking at this, and I'm ready to laugh hysterically because you could tell. Dog was playing with Yona.
All right.
Yeah. Still
all right, inside around the world, Kennedy Realty. I slip New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. You know, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy around the world. And let's see, all the beautiful children, watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. We think of little Tommy and Navante, Corey, Ollie, and all the others. Inner Sight reminds you an extra mile for that child. All right, how's about the Able News? Can you wing it?
Yeah, I can wing it. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription. Today, back to you, Frank.
Well, I haven't done my favorite piece on Able News for a while, the personals.
Yeah, but you know what? Last time I checked, it wasn't there. I'm like wondering what the heck happened to the personal. So we got to look at it.
I hope the personal didn't get the virus.
No, it just didn't get truncated.
Anyway, give it a look. See if there's any personal.
Yeah.
We have to talk to
what's her name? Angela. I said, what happened to the personals? We need something to make fun of on our show.
What's the latest issue you got? This is February,
it's the end of February, so probably still February.
March is not out yet.
No, not yet. Usually
it's you got a personal in the February.
I probably could look. It's probably based on Valentine's
Day. I wonder if anybody, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Everybody's afraid of this stupid virus, so they didn't.
They didn't
put any ads in, see? Well, I wouldn't be afraid of the virus if I put an ad in.
You could put on oil of oregano.
You know?
But there's a lot of people out there who are afraid of just walking around the block, so.
Yeah.
Serious.
My ad would be, don't be afraid of this virus. Come and meet a good-looking guy. Only if you're a girl, that is.
Never know.
Any age is acceptable as long as you're young. Preferably from 19 to 25. All right.
Righto.
Fancy clothes, and you got to have colorful clothes and dress really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going out on the town, see? That's my ad.
Now,
I wonder if I'd probably get a lot
man.
Of weirdos calling me.
Yeah, but yeah, you sure will. And what happens if
I'm
25. You ain't nothing, sir.
You're 25? You sound like more like 205.
That's right. She pulled the wool over your eyes.
What are you trying to give me? When's your birthday?
October 26th, 1990.
1990 of what era? You mean in the 1700s, don't you?
Don't get smart.
Don't get smart.
Woo!
Listen.
She means 1909, probably.
I'm sure you're a nice lady and everything, but, I don't like graveyards, so get out of here.
You don't like graveyards?
Woo!
Graveyards aren't quite the best.
Imagine if you get one, you get one of them calls up, says,
will you help me pick out my coffin? What?
Yeah, right.
Are you out of your mind? I don't believe in coffins.
She had a nice will. She had a nice will, and she was going to give you something
out of the per will, would you do it?
If you give me something, the coffin.
That's right.
A will?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't know if she has a will, but...
I need a nice
she's
so boy to help me pick
dead
out
dead.
My coffin.
Yeah.
Listen, lady, call the nearest bar, will you?
Uh-oh. Yeah, right?
All right, Inner Sight. Jimmy
Everybody's
Dinigan.
Done a joke here, you know. I got to let
coming
people
up.
Know. We're not that money hungry as we see here. We like to
well,
meet
I don't know.
People.
I'm money hungry. I need the money to help people.
Well, that's the only reason why.
All
we
right,
in a
sight,
paycheck,
let's see.
Any one of us. We do this in the bottom of
you
the
need
heart.
dog food, cat food. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island, the name of the program. Dog food, cat food, medical. Yeah, give Gary a call. He's a cool guy. All right, let's see. What else we got? Some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, and the other one, The Law, Toro Law Center.
Toro?
.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Some of the
.com?
Friends. Let's
I
see.
Don't know
what
if
else?
It's .com. Probably
might be.
It might be an
.org. I don't know. Yeah. Just put in Toro Law Center.
EDU.
You'll find it.
Yeah. It's probably
all right,
EDU,
let's see.
Frank. Like education?
What?
Education. It's probably education because it's at the college.
Oh, I don't know. But
yeah,
no personals for February?
Well, I'm looking because this stupid thing is going so slow. I'm serious. It's very slow.
All right. So, let's see.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't forget to sign the petition now.
Yeah.
Especially the nursing home one. We gotta kick some ass over there. Yeah, I'd like
That's
to take
right.
all the nursing home administrators, see, and make them residents.
There you go.
All the administrators.
Every single one of them?
You know, and when they say, oh, I'd like a nice big thick steak for dinner
yeah.
with potatoes and all that and the onions and all that. Wait a minute. No, that's against the rules. You can't have that.
Yeah. That's
what do you mean I can't have that? Well, you only have $50 a month. How are
no,
you going
to no.
have that kind of, you use up your $50, that's it.
That's it.
Now sit down and be quiet.
That's right.
And if you be a good boy, later I'll change your diaper.
Later I'll change your diaper. That's good. And you can't get out of bed for anything, not even into the wheelchair.
That's
then
right.
they put the wheelchair outside of the room.
Change the wheelchair to the building. In the
and
sight.
Sometimes if you want to travel, they put a bed alarm on you.
Yeah,
they do.
Put one of those dog collars on. You know those collars that they put on the dog and they don't want the dog to bite. The dog
yeah.
has some kind of surgery or something, and put one of those on them.
No, you know what they did with me? Once I said, "Don't put the bed alarm, don't put the seating alarm on me. You won't find it in the morning." And that's exactly what happened. They didn't find it in the morning. You know where it was. On the floor.
Wait a minute, you won't find what?
The bed alarm and the seating alarm.
The bed alarm?
I told them not. What?
What the hell is
the
bed
alarm?
Yeah.
What
is that?
That means that is where they don't trust you to get, you know, to get up on your own. I'm like, you've put
yeah.
my freaking wheelchair in the hallway. You know, I don't walk. I can't walk. So why
wait
the hell
a minute. So what are you supposed to do? Ring the alarm?
You're supposed to ring to get up, and that's not a big deal. I have no problem with that. But the thing is that they didn't have my wheelchair next to me. They don't have anything. So I'm like, you guys are idiots. First of all, I don't have any of this. You want me to get up and crawl on the floor?
Wait a minute. Did you ring the alarm, and what happens when you ring the alarm?
You wait forever.
Oh, you got to wait for somebody to come.
Yeah, I don't sit there and ring the alarm and ring the alarm.
Well,
you know what I do?
You take the alarm, you throw it out the window, and say, well, I wanted to see the time fly.
No, you know what I do? I have a better plan. I just take it and I pull it out of the wall, the alarm to call the nurse, and it just continues to ring. That's how they work, those things.
Oh. So when you ring this alarm, you can hear it ring. Well, what kind of a ring was it? Was it like a fire, a siren, or what?
Each alarm is different per each nursing home. Isn't that stupid?
Oh, I would have told them, I want a real loud alarm, see?
Yeah.
I want the whole block to hear it.
Well, this one's pretty loud. I could hear it with my hearing, you know, impairment.
Like a
fire
department. Alert.
Oh, that would be nice
if
it called the fire department.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Get them in there quick, you know.
Yeah.
That noise is horrible.
Yep.
All right, in a sight, Jimmy Dinnigan took over the class.
I have
the
Able News, what was on the front page, and it's funny. Sort of,
yeah, hold on. You're interrupting me. Stop interrupting me.
Oh, sorry.
Jimmy Dinnigan got an opportunity to teach the class when I was in school. Miss Marla let Dinnigan have 10 minutes of fame teaching the class. I'll never forget this. It was so funny. So we got that coming up. Now, what were you saying about the Able News?
Well, it has an interesting title. It sort of follows what we say. It was saying that the hold on, let me get it again. Shoot, it's saying that the president, you know, has made a promise, you know, about the new president, of course, has made a promise, a lofty promise at that, to help the disabled, and they're actually saying a couple things about it.
Well, help the disabled in what way? What's he going to do?
Exactly. That's what they're saying. So
he
I'd
didn't
like
say anything
rooted.
What he's going
to
do that I heard of.
Basically. So that's what they have an article about, so I'm going to...
Yeah, well, that's not such a great article. What they should say is, how he should do it. That would make sense.
Right?
See?
Yeah.
That's what they should say.
Well, they
not leave it up to him.
Page, I would hope.
Because he doesn't know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
You know, his answer would be something stupid and ridiculous. Oh, I'm going to give the agencies more money.
Yeah.
See? You still got the same damn situation. Same problem, only worse, because now they got more money. And
yeah.
We got less. That's not the answer.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and they're
Inner
also
sight
saying,
has the answer, but people don't
yes,
want it.
Yes, they do. Right. They're also saying that the disabled have been excluded from the COVID-19 relief bill. We knew that.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning we haven't been actually included, you know, in the COVID-19 help. So that's really
important. We got the stimulus money. What are they talking about?
No, they're talking about something more than just included in the stimulus money like
what?
That. They're talking
about
major
more?
Programs to help us, you know?
Huh?
They're talking about major programs to help us. That's what they're talking about.
Programs? To do what? I don't know if I want to be a part of these programs. What are
well,
you
I
mean,
don't
like
know,
the vaccine or what?
About. No, they're just talking about those programs. Let me, I have
know.
To look into it and read it more.
I don't know what kind of programs you're referring to, but...
Me neither. So
the
I
programs that this government wants us to have, you can stick them.
No.
but they know damn good, most of them.
I know. Some of them.
You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes, and a lot of times they put you on the wrong program.
That's
true. And you're not even a computer.
I've been there. Yeah.
All right. In a sight around the world with the funny. Give me a little Jackie Gleason music there.
One moment, please.
And away we go.
Operating difficulties.
Jackie Gleason.
I have to get to the next page. Start it. Start it off there. I'm waiting for this stupid thing. Oh, so slow.
In a sight frolic. Don't forget television.
Yes.
Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Here we are.
And Thursday night, 7:30, all over Long Island. Channel 20, Thursday night. Why are you so glum there?
No.
Something happened today at the job that I'll never forget. Yeah. Well, was it good? No, it's not good. What they said to me today, I find it very hard to work one more day for that bus company. Yeah. Well, what'd they say? You're fired. Wait a minute, Rob. You mean to tell me they fired you just like that? Oh, no, not just like that. Took them a long time to figure it out. Well, why would it take so long, Rob? I don't know, Norton. But I know I've been driving that bus up and down Madison Avenue for 16 years. In the summer, dying from the heat. In the winter, freezing from the cold. And now this. Oh, maybe it's just temporary, Ralph. Yeah, temporary. Forever. Well, what are you going to do, Ralph? What are you going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to tell Alice. Well, she... Oh, hiya, Alice. You better sit down. I got something to tell you.
What is it, Ralph?
Well, I don't want to scare you or anything, you know, give you any kind of complex or anything.
Ralph, you're going to die.
No, I'm not going to die. Although I feel like I'm going to die.
Ralph, you found a lot of money.
I didn't find any money.
What happened?
I lost my job.
Oh,
take it easy now. Don't get excited. Now this is an emergency, see? Red alert. We have to get all the money we got. Anything you've got hidden away, anything you got hidden around here, put it all together and how much is it?
$23.14. What?
$23.14. What do you do with all the money I give you, Alice? You squander it.
Squander it? I haven't got any. I don't know what it is to squander money. You never give me any.
Anyway, what are we going to do now?
Well, you can't get a job, Ralph, because they find out you got laid off from the bus company. Nobody's going to hire you. I'll have to get a job.
Oh, no, you don't. What are we going to do, Norton? Alice got a job. That's good, Ralph. What are you so glum about? Because her boss is coming here to pick her up. Well, that's all right. It's not good for a girl to be out there alone at night. Yeah. What am I going to do if her boss is a good-looking guy? Well, what are you getting all excited about, Ralph? Do you ever see some of these bosses, how ugly they are and shrabby and all that? You want to see my boss down the sewer. She's the ugliest woman that ever lived. Got a boss in the sewer? Well, of course. Who do you think keeps all the water running? You're a regular riot, Norton. Better answer that door, Ralph. Yeah, hello?
I'm Mr. Amico. Tony. Is Alice ready yet to go to work?
Get a load of this guy, Norton. And he's not bald, either. He doesn't look pretty. He doesn't look run down, either. She's not ready yet. Oh, by the way, pal, I better give you a little advice, see? My sister, as you put it, she's going out with a price fighter, see? And boy, does he punch. So just don't get any smart ideas. Oh, all you brothers are the same. Don't like your sister to have a date. Alice, you're the prettiest secretary in New York.
Coming out now.
By the way, well, I'm going with you.
That won't be necessary, Ralph.
Why don't you... why can't you work here? Plenty of light here. Well, I guess I can get the typewriter.
What is the matter with you, Ralph? You want me to lose my job? You know, the rent is due, and we need the money.
Here, Alice. Take a letter. Line 2.
Ralph, stop standing over me. You're making me nervous. Coming out and I'm...
Now, listen, Tony, pal. Why don't you, take a vacation? Vacation? Well, I don't need a vacation. I got a lot of work to do. Hey, Ralph. The layoff is over. You're going back to work in the morning. Oh, thanks, Joe, for coming over here to tell me that. All right. All right, that's it. Get out. Get your typewriter and your hat and your coat and everything else, and put your hands out like this. Hold it. Now get out. Ralph was jealous, man. He threw the dude out. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. Got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. He's going to be the teacher. Janie freaked out when Jimmy was running the class. All right, let's see. We got Louie. We got any phone calls?
Hold on, let's check. I think just more.
We got any phone calls?
Hold on. Let me see if Louie is on.
By the way, the number is...
Right now.
The number 213-816-1650. You want to call up, try to be stupid and say something funny.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check.
I want some stupid people to call. Any stupid people out there who want to call up, go ahead. Feel free.
Okay, I refresh.
Just keep it clean.
More callers. We have Louie now.
Who we got?
We have Louie. And we
Louie,
have
Louie, all right.
And we have Maureen.
Louie and who else?
Maureen.
Oh, all right. All right, well, let's take Louie's call, and then we'll get Maureen.
Okay.
Louie the Lip on Inner Sight.
Hello.
With Pat Cooper and the gang.
Hello there.
Hello there, Louie.
Hey, Louie.
Hello, hello. This is Louie Rivera. Hello, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
Yeah. This is the Follics of Louie Rivera. And Rosanna, that talking to the Follics on a Friday night Inner Sight.
Okay.
All right.
What are you doing?
What's up, Lou?
Yeah, nothing particular. I'm on the air on the radio, ringy on the Follics. Remember the last time I was talking to the comedian Pat Cooper. Right,
yeah.
And we got the swab. We got a bunch of swabs going on.
And where were those swabs
swab.
Going?
The swabs.
The
swabs
going on.
Yeah, and then I'm in the wrong bathroom with the swab in my hand.
Hey, you going in the bathroom with the swab in your hand? Huh?
In the wrong bathroom.
Oh, in the wrong bathroom with the swab in your hand.
With the swab.
I don't need that. My name is Rosanna Dana. I was talking to Pat Cooper. We got that COVID swab again, you know?
Yeah, well, did you hear what happened with Pat Cooper? They went to give him the vaccine, see? He had to go to this...
You mean a needle?
Yeah, this place.
He got to go with the needle, yeah.
And this guy comes at him with the needle. He says, "Now I'm going to give you now the vaccine. You won't feel a thing." And Pat says, "Get away from me with that needle. Come on, what are you trying to do? I'm too young to die. Get out of here." You know. And he wouldn't let him give him the needle. I don't blame him. I wouldn't take that stuff either. Hey,
well,
how
I'm
do you know they didn't put the wrong stuff in the needle? You know, they could put nail polish remover in there.
Oh, acetone. Woo.
Yeah, the needle. Yes.
And hey, Louie.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. Bill. Hey, I'm on the Airside Follies. I'm in the ladies' bathroom with the swab in my hand. The pack with my Rosanna Dana.
Mr. Bill, of course. Hello, Mr. Bill. And what are you doing with those swabs in the ladies' room?
You
bought
a swab and I... No.
You went down the toilet by doing that. They threw you down the toilet.
Did you hear about the guy who was armed with the plunger and they wanted to give him the vaccine and hit the guy with the plunger?
No plunger.
The plunger stuck on his ass and it wouldn't come off. And the guy was yelling, and the guy kept pulling the plunger, see? And he said, Don't worry, I'm going to get it off. This is an emergency.
And the booty.
He couldn't get the plunger off the guy's ass.
Oh, get off the guy's booty.
Yeah. And they were in the wrong bathroom, too.
Where was that?
Man, I mean, Rosanna Dana in the ladies' room talking to Pat Cooper about the swab.
stick it up someone's booty and it tickles too.
So wait a minute. Rosanna Dana wants it up the booty?
Yeah, Rosanna Dana got the swabber on their booty. It tickles inside. And then you have to pull it, pull it real gentle, and then flush it down the toilet, you know. Ah, oh, it feels so good. Ay.
And if it doesn't go down, you got to use the plunger.
That's right.
No plunger.
Clean it up. The mess.
Yeah, right.
With Louis Rivera.
Or put a garbage pail there at least.
Who's that guitar I heard on the phone?
Western Montana.
Where did we get that from? I like that song.
Right, yeah, we'll play it after that, but it came on. All right.
Louis, speaking of songs, give us a little song. Oh, you got a good song for us?
About this. Wait a second. Tiptoe through the tulips with the puddles. Tiptoe through the tulips with Rosanna Dana.
I remember when that guy was on the Ed Sullivan show. What a nut. Tiny Tim.
I'll pass this one.
Yeah, that's a weird song.
Look at me. And I'm saying I'm the kitten of the tree. And even climbing to the cloud, I hold my head. And I feel misty just holding your hand.
Walk my way. And a thousand
I heard
violins
the love drums and violin
to
use to see.
Oh my.
Look out, you don't get
and
electric.
And Rosanna was talking to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
I don't understand.
That music I hear.
Oh my.
I went to the bad ladies' bathroom.
Whenever.
Should I mute all their mics? Yeah, I think I might have to.
All right, Louis Rivera. On
like
Inside, ladies
one,
and gentlemen.
Two, three, all their mics muted.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good weekend. This is Rosanna Dana talking to Suzanne and Frank on the Inside Frolics. We'll hear you to you next Friday from 8 to 9 on a rainy day Frolics on the Inner Site.
And we'll let you know. We'll let you know if they got the plunger up the guy's ass.
Oh, no.
Now the swab's in their booty.
That's it, Lou.
All
right, Inside, we got to take a phone call, Lou.
All right, Lou.
Okay, have a good weekend, and Suzanne.
Thank you,
Lou. You got
Louie.
A good voice, and I love you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take care.
All right.
213-816. Take care.
1650 on Inside Frolics. So let's see. Is Maureen still around?
Yes, she is. Waiting patiently.
Let's get Maureen on the line.
Maureen.
On Inner Sight.
Hi, guys.
Maureen.
That was quite a duet.
Sorry.
I said that was quite a duet.
Yeah, you like that? We didn't even rehearse it.
No, very good, very good. Very good.
You sounded a bit drunk, though, don't you think?
Say again, Susan?
So don't you think they sounded just a little bit drunk that they were them?
Well, that's the natural voice. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm sure you two have heard about Mr. Potato Head.
Me, I sound horrible. I can't carry a tune. So I won't even try. I could talk it.
No.
So I give them credit. credits, too.
Yeah.
Credits, too.
All right.
How you doing, Maureen? You got any jokes?
Well, I'm sure you two have heard about Mr. Potato Head, right? You know,
no,
Mr.
I didn't
Potato
hear. What about him?
Well, he's not going to be called Mr. Potato Head. It's just going to be the Potato Head, because obviously potato is a gender. They have a gender.
What's he going to be, French fries or what?
That's better.
Hey, you know what you ought to do, Maureen? I got a good idea for the frolics. See if you can get a talking book of jokes.
That's a
good one. I have to see if they have any.
Yeah.
I'll have to see if they have any.
Oh, I'm sure they go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to see. Well, yeah, I know they have humor, but it's usually not jokes. But I can ask.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear the one about the guy goes to the rabbi?
No.
He says, "Rabbi," he says, "I want to. How do I become Jewish?" And the rabbi says to him, "What do you mean? What's the matter? You haven't got enough trouble. You want to be Jewish?" Yeah, there's a lot of, there's all kinds of
how do you
books have been written
Jewish?
About jokes, you know.
Yeah, there are
a lot of Jewish, Irish, Italian, blonde, you name it. There's all kinds out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, why do they say that blondes have more fun?
I don't know.
I've always been trying to figure that out, you know.
I
only had one blonde girlfriend in my life.
And was she fun?
She was all right.
How about your brunette girlfriend?
We stayed together 12 years. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that was good.
But I don't know why blondes have more fun, huh?
I'll shorten this one. It's a blonde joke. There was a gardener at a house, and the neighbor kept coming out. She was blonde. She kept coming out to her mailbox.
Yeah.
She went back in the house. A while later, she came back out.
Yeah.
Looked in the mailbox again. Nothing. Went back in. Oh, this went on and on. So finally, the gardener, I can't remember exactly, but he said, "Miss, you know, are you looking for something?" "No, but my computer keeps telling me I've got mail."
Where'd you hear that one?
I think my roommate told me it a while ago. That's where I heard it.
That's cute.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight, probably. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up, who's going to run the class.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see if there's a joke book I can find anywhere.
Yeah. Try to get a joke book for Friday, you know.
Yeah,
and then when you call in, you know, you could have a rattle off a few, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to be I'm getting a little better. I used to be the worst joke teller. I'd tell, like, the punchline first. And I was just the worst.
All right. In a sight, we're going to move on. We're going to get Jimmy Dinigan in the spotlight.
Give him some
take
time.
You
take care.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
All right. In a sight, frolics, and I'll never forget... Miss Ma wanted to conduct some kind of an experiment. See, I don't know where she got this idea from. She said she's going to make every week a different student will be the teacher for 15 minutes. She had this timer. See, had this put the timer on the desk, and this thing would go. Like that one, you could almost drop dead when you heard this. So she put the timer on the desk and she winds it up, you know, and she goes, "Jimmy, it's your turn." Me, I'm the teacher. Me, I got Miss Ma. Me, Jimmy, take it easy.
come on up here and sit at the desk. I get to sit at that. I'm the teacher. Yeah, yeah. All right. All right. Everybody sit down. Jimmy, we are sitting down. Oh, yeah. All right. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Why do we have to stand up? You don't say that to the teacher, Janie. You got to listen to the teacher. Now stand up.
Everybody stands up.
Now everybody sit down. Everybody
uh-huh.
You know. So then he says,
"All right. Now we're gonna do our lesson. See, I'm gonna do a lesson. Yeah, yeah. Get out your braille slate. Get your braille slate out. And Janie, make sure you get." Find your braille slate. I can't find it. I lost it. What? you lost your braille slate. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Janie. You're the worst kid in the whole class. You lost your braille slate. Here, you can borrow mine.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
So he gives her the braille slate.
Now... Yeah. I want everybody to write the alphabet. Yeah, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, P, you know, like that, you know.
Don't say L, M, L, P. That's not nice.
What do you mean it's not nice? It's a letter, ain't it? L, M, L, P. And then after you write the alphabet, I want everybody to write Pale Ginger Ale, Five Cents a Glass, Aiken All I Ain't, Jimmy,
stop. That. You're not the teacher. Not supposed to say that.
Well, I couldn't help it. If I was a teacher, every morning when I come into school, that's the first thing I would say after I salute the flag, I'd say the pale ginger ale, 5 cents a glass.
Oh, no, you won't. They won't let you.
Why not?
You
what do you mean you won't let
me? Wrong.
It's a free country.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody write the alphabet. Go ahead.
Jimmy, I forgot some of the letters.
What? What do you mean you forgot some of the letters?
What's Y?
Why? What do you mean? 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. You ought to know that.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Well, my mother makes me practice my braille every day. And it's so annoying.
Annoying? Well, listen. I think braille is good. And when I grow up, I want to put braille all over this country so blind people can read it. Yeah, that's right. All right, now we're going to do reading. Take your braille book out. Come on, everybody. Get your braille book out. Yeah. Now, Frankie's going to read, and then we'll have some other people. Okay, Frank, page 27 in the Braille book. Page 27.
See, once it's set.
Go ahead, go ahead. Page 27.
Dick loves Jenny.
Is that what you said?
Dick loves Jane. See Jane run. Jane chases Dick. Russ is it? Run.
Oh my God, that was really
terrible. I don't want anybody running after me.
Janie, keep still.
Dick runs home. Dick's mother.
Oh, my God.
Dick's mother starts screaming.
What are you doing? How many minutes a day? You're supposed to be in school.
Dick runs out the door after Janie.
All right. That's enough of that.
Oh, my God.
Remember those books we used to read? See
yeah.
Dick run, see Jane run.
Yeah,
who the
yeah.
hell wrote that stupid stuff anyway?
I have no idea.
Wasn't that stuff stupid?
that you had to
yes,
read.
Yes, very. And the name, by the way, Dick, and it's a very...
What grade was that? First grade, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had to read a stupid book.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, that was Jimmy with the class, and they finally got him out of there. He drove everybody nuts. With the pale ginger ale.
Why did she pick him first?
Huh?
Why did she pick him first?
All right, in a sight. Oh, by the way, let's play that Willie Nelson song.
You want it?
In honor of Rosie.
Aww,
and Joe.
And Joe.
You know, hey, they're up there together now.
Yeah, they are.
Holy smokes.
Probably going, hey, we got to get to
A Horse
shape
Called
now.
Music.
Yes.
It's a heavenly
okay.
song.
It is very, it's a very good song,
All
soothing
right.
song. Oh, come on, go.
Here we go.
Go.
Merle Haggard
yeah.
and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to work. This
and
thing
the horse, of course.
Sucks.
Gee, I wonder if they had a picture of a horse in the video, what kind of horse that was.
Yeah, they did, actually. Yeah. Two horses.
High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moved. Across the cinnamon sky, riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye, and he dreamed of a time and a lady that loved him. How he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake. Rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the music, Boston to Bozo. Not too much money.
90 seconds.
Way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon, sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy.
60 seconds.
Nothing more than the sweet.
I want to thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Training along is a horse with no rider. A horse he called Memories. She used to ride, and he sang, ooh, to the lake, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music.
10 seconds.
Goodbye, world.
And a
tear in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky. Marking the place where a horse he called Music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.